OK、そしたらあのエフェソ6章を見ましょう。Let's look at Ephesians chapter 6. OK、breastplate of righteousness. はい。じゃあ、そしてあの、まあ、13節と14節を読みましょう。じゃあ、おさなしさん、13節と14節を読んでもらえますか。
ですから、邪悪な日に際して対抗できるように、また一切を成し遂げて固く立つことができるように、神のすべての分を取りなさい。では、しっかりと立ちなさい。腰には真理の帯を締め、胸には聖なる胸を取って。
はい、ありがとうございます。まあ、はい、15節で16節続きますけど、今日はあの、正義の胸当てというおつけというあのところでちょっと考えたいと思います。じゃ あ祈りましょう。天の父様、お願いします。今日御言葉を見るときに、どうか私たちはどのようにこの正義の胸当てをつけるべきか、どのようにこの、教えを実行できるか教えてください。本当に あなたの、精霊の光を求めます。お願いします。イエスの御名によって祈ります。アメン。はい、 OK。 じゃあ、まあ、義、正義、あの本当にね、神様とかの特徴を考えると、正義は神様のね、よく出る、聖書の中によく出る特徴です。あの、で、人間の、の方は、正義はほとんどない。あの、誰も、あの、正しくない。正義ある人、義人は一人もいないと、あの、書いてます。そして、あの、人間は完全に堕落している。私たちは良いことをしようとしても、それは大体自分のメリットは、自分の有益がある。あのと思って、あの良い行いをするでしょう。あのもう毎日毎日、多分あの皆さん、あのこれを経験していると思いますけど、無理無理無理と言っても、自分にはちょっとあのあの、まあ、有益があれば、あ、じゃあできるか、時間やっぱりあるかということで、正しいというものはね、いない。そしてあの義は神様からいただいているものだ。この武具、神様が私たちにあの与えている、あのつけるべき武具はやっぱり賜物です。私たちはこの賜物をもらってつける必要があります。完全にこれは自分から出るものではないということを、あのよくあの思ってください、考えてください、忘れないようにしてください。あのというわけで、あのもし今日、まあ、正義をなんとか実行できた、正義を持っていて一日を過ごせました、じゃあ明日もそうだろうなと勝手に思ってはならない。またあの次の朝にあの起きたら、やっぱり着替えてパジャマから普通の服を着るでしょう。あの車免許、昨日免許を持ってたけど、あの次の日にやっぱりその免許をポケットに入れて出かけなければならない。あのかん、あのいつまでもあの身につけているわけではないから、私たちは正義を神様からあのいただいて、まあ私たちはいただいているけど、あの実行するためにあの本当にその胸当てをつける必要があります。はい、じゃあイザヤ45章8節を見てください。 OK、 How's your Japanese? Inga? イザヤ45章8節、45の8。じゃあ最初はイザヤ45章の8節。8節。Mm, you're right, 45, 8, verse 8, okay, Isaiah 45, 8.
What's the matter with this?
No, you get lots of practice tonight. Lots of practice. Yeah, we'll be here all night. Okay, Isaiah 45 章の8節。天よ、上から垂らせよ。雲よ、正義を降らせよ。地よ、開いて救いを実らせよ。正義も共に芽生えさせよ。私は主、私がこれを創造した。まあ、これはすごいいい箇所だと思います。なぜかというと、義はどこから出るか、上から、天から雨のように降ります。義は天から雨のように降ります。地は何をするべきか、開いて、そしてそのいただいている義を芽生えさせて、それを成長させるだけです。そう、神様は正義を与えて、私たちはただ受け入れる、そしてその自然に実る実を、実らせる役割があります。のでね、神様から与えられているものだ。まあ、またエフェソをちょっと戻って、エフェソ4章24節も そこでパウルも同じように、義はどこから来ているかを教えています。今度は4章の24節で、真理に基づく義と性をもって神の型通りを作り出された新しい人を身に着るべきことでした。まあちょっと難しいですけど、私たちはね、まあ、23節から読むべきだと思います、ね、またあなた方が心の霊において新しくされ、私たちは、ね、心の中に新しい人となりました。新しくされ真理に基づく義と性をもって神に型通り作り出された新しい人を身に着るべきことでした。だからまあ服のように、本当にその新しい人を着るべきだ、身につけるべきだということです。自然にそうならない。そう、だからまあ先週はその真理の、ベルト、帯を腰に締めるということ、本当にまあ私たちはいただいている真実を本当に実行しなければならない。イエス様は真実だけど、私たちはそのイエス様に従いながら嘘をついたりとか偽善であるべきではない。本当に自分の欲を締めて、自分を整理して真実を実行すべきだと同じように、義も私たちは許されていますけど、その義を持って保っている必要があります。はい、だからその新しい聖なる人をつけるということです。はい、じゃあ本当にこの、世は堕落してます。そしてわざわざ神様の義を持たないとつけないと、どのように義を学ぶでしょう。それは裁きです。イザヤもう一回見てください。イザヤ26、イザヤ26、最初26のまず9節。イザヤ26の9、はい、ここで正しいものと、悪いものの違いが分かります。私の魂は夜あなたを慕います。誠に私の内なる霊はあなたを切に求めます。あなたの裁きをが地に行われるとき、世界の住民は義を学んだからです。はい、そして私たちはその義を服のように身につけることはできます。私たちはその新しい糸を着ることはできますけど、 いただいているその義だけど、この世はどうなるでしょう。やっぱりこの世は裁かれないと、やっぱりその義を知ることができません。はい。まあ、最初のポイントは、やっぱり義は自分でつけるものだ。私たちは、まあ、クリスチャンだから正しいと思っても、やっぱり義をいただくことはある。イエス様は聖なるもの。それは変わらない。だけど、私たちはその義を実らせる必要があります。芽生えさせる必要があります。ので、私たちの協力が必要。59章の16節見てください。59の16。はい。主は人のいない、主は人のいないのを見、取りなす者はいないのに驚かれた。そこでご自分の右腕で救いをもたらし、ご自分の義をご自分の支えとされた。主は、義を鎧のように着、救いの兜を頭にかぶり、復讐の衣を身にまとい、妬みを街灯として身を覆われた。やっぱり神様はその自分でその義を持って、最初は正しく私たちを救った。それから17節でその同じ義を持ってこの世を裁きます。ので、結局、義、私たちはその、この世では義は全然たとばれてない。尊敬されてない。誰もほとんど義を求めている人はいない。正義は預けられるものです。だけど、実はこの世の中で義は一番私たちは求めるものではないかと思います。天の御国とその義をまず求めなさい。まず第一に神様の国とその義を求めなければならない。そうしないと、まあ、裁きしか、ないでしょう。OK。じゃあ、はい、ちょっと訳します。OK。So, first of all, we're gonna look tonight at the breastplate of righteousness. That's the topic. So, we've looked last week at the belt of truth, and we found that the belt of truth, putting on the belt of truth, meant actually living in truth. Jesus said the law came by Moses.Sorry, John the Baptist preached the law. John said the law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Not that Moses told lies, but Jesus brought the fulfillment, the reality of salvation. Moses gave us shadows and instructions, but Jesus brought the reality and the grace to actually to live the truth. And so in order to live it, we have to put that belt on. And the belt of truth means putting it around all of your innards.All of your internal lusts and desires and lazinesses and all the other things going on inside deep within us. We have to put this belt on tight to actually walk in the truth so as not to be a hypocrite, so as to actually fulfill God's law. Well, it's the same with righteousness. Righteousness is something that we have to put on. So, if we get saved, we can think, well, I'm saved. I believed in Jesus, so I'm righteous. I have the righteousness of Christ. The Bible says so. That's true, but it's still something we have to put on. And Paul tells us that if we are to stand up against the devil, we actually have to put on the breastplate of righteousness. It's something that we need to cooperate with. We have to actually put it on. There's none righteous, not one. No one seeks God. So if we think lived a righteous life today, or I stood up for righteousness today, then I naturally will tomorrow, you're wrong. If you don't actually physically take the righteousness of God daily, then the next day, you're not going to walk in righteousness. Just the same as if I'm wearing these clothes today, but I'll go to bed in my pajamas, and then get up in the morning, and I have to change my clothes back into my regular clothes again. Right? You don't just go out in your pajamas. Right? Well, in the same way, just whatever I did yesterday doesn't count. In order to be righteous and live a righteous life tomorrow, I have to come back and put this breastplate of righteousness on. It's something that we have to cooperate with God to maintain. Where does righteousness come from? It's completely from God. Nothing whatsoever comes from us, but we still have to put it on. Let's look at Isaiah 45 verse 8. So we're in Isaiah chapter 45 verse 8, and this is a great passage because it makes it very clear where righteousness comes from. Isaiah 45 8. Okay, it says here, "You heavens above, rain down my righteousness. Let the clouds shower it down. Let the earth open wide. Let salvation spring up. Let righteousness flourish with it. I, the Lord, have created it." God made righteousness. God sends righteousness down. Righteousness is not something that we can produce. Only God can create it. What does the earth have to do? Simply open up and receive it. And cooperate as God brings forth the acts of righteousness within our life. Right? I mean, you think, you know, every single day, how many times we think we do good things and yet we only do them really because there was some benefit for us. I mean, that's just the reality of human nature. There really is none righteous. But God sends righteousness to us daily and gives us the opportunity to open up, receive it, and actually bear the fruit of righteousness. Look at verse 24 in the same chapter there. It says in verse 24, "They will say of me, 'In the Lord alone are deliverance and strength.'" Okay, well, actually, that the word there is righteousness and strength. "All who have raged against him will come and be put to shame. In God alone, it will be said of me, there is righteousness." It's only in God that we can be righteous. Okay, so in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul explains this again as something that we have to put on. Let's look at it again, Ephesians chapter 4, and this time verse 24. He talks about putting on the new man. So, what is this new man? Verse 20, we'll begin in verse 23, Ephesians 4:23. "To be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." So, we put off the old self, and we have to put on the new self. In order to be righteous, you have to actually determine to be righteous, by God's grace, to think about it, to seek it, to desire it, and like a jacket, to put it on. It's something that's given to protect us, but it's something that we really need to put on with all of our desire and will. Well, but what is it? That doesn't really explain what it is. So, what we'll do now, let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verses 1 to 8. じゃあ今あの第一テサロニカ見てください。じゃあ犠牲義の胸当ては一体何でしょう。どのようにしてそれをつけるかということを考え始めましょう。第一テサロニカ、テサロニケ5章1から8。じゃあ長内さん、あの第一テサロニケ5章1から8を読んでください。お願いします。
兄弟たち、それらがいつなのか、またどういう時にか、どういう時かについてはあなた方は私たちに書いてもらう必要がありません。主の日が夜中の盗人のように来るということはあなた方自身がよく承知しているからです。人々が平和だ安全だと言っているそのような時に突如として滅びが彼らに襲いかかります。ちょうど妊婦に産みの苦しみが望むようなもので、それを逃れることは決してできません。しかし兄弟たち、あなた方は暗闇の中にはいないのですから、その日は盗人のようにあなた方を襲うことはありません。あなた方は皆光の子供、昼の子供だからです。私たちは夜や暗闇のものではありません。ですから他の人々のように眠っていないで、目を覚まして慎み深くしていましょう。寝る者は眠る者は夜眠り、酔う者は夜酔うからです。しかし私たちは昼の者なので、信仰と愛を胸当てとしてつけ、救いの望みを兜としてかぶって、慎み深くしていましょう。 神は私たちが御怒りに遭うようにお定めになったのではなく、主イエス・キリストにあって救いを得るようにお定めになったからです。
OK、ありがとうございます。これは終わりの日の文脈で、そしてその終わりの日の危険ということで、終わりの日にやっぱり寄っているもの、眠っているものはどんな危険にいるかわからないけど、私たち昼にいる者たちは見るはずですそして私たちはその周りの危険から逃れることがありえます。しかしここでどうでしょう、前の箇所と比べてここの胸当ては何でしょう。八節で信仰と愛を胸当てとしてつけます。救いの兜は同じです。しかし前は正義の胸当て、ここは信仰と愛を胸当てとしてつけます。信仰と愛と正義がどのように結んでいるでしょう。実は私たち、義は私たちに与えられているものですが、でも正義と信仰と愛は私たちの行動です。私たちの実際の行動、私たちは忠実な生活で歩んでいると、そして私たちはその神様に信じようとするときに、私たちは自然に身をその正義の身を結ぶことができます。私たちはその愛、自分よりも他の人を大事にする、愛をちゃんとするときに、実は自分の義を保っているです。守っているわけです。だから義、義と考えたらやっぱり正しい行い、正しい判断、正しいね、この問題とか、その政治的な問題、この経済的な問題、どれが正しいでしょう。軍隊が軍隊に敵対するときに、じゃあどっちの方は正しいでしょうとか、シリアではどの国に応援したらいいでしょうとか、その家族の争いの中でどっちの立場に立つべきだという、そういう義の判断をよく多分理解できると思いますけど、でも実はどのように義を求めればいい、それは倫理を学ぶべきでしょうか道徳を学ぶべきでしょうか、それは神学を学ぶべきでしょうか、歴史でクリスチャンはどのような行動をした、どのように考えていたでしょうか。そうではない。実は義を保てるやり方は忠実と愛。忠実。忠実は相手に対して正しい、純粋。神様を毎日前に置いて、神様の行動をよく注意を払って、今日どうすべきか、この人にどう答えるべきか、神様は何をおっしゃっているかそして自分よりも他の人を大事にすることは自然にはしないでしょう。だけどわざわざそういう態度を保って礼にあって歩んでいるときに、やっぱり自分が結局正しいことをするのは簡単です。しかし逆に自分を大事にするとき、他の人よりも、そして忠実ではなくてあれにはまったり、その道に行ったり、無理に時間を過ごしたりとか、お金を扱ったり、もう本当にルースな生活を、奔放な生活をするときに、やっぱり義はもとらされないということです。義は神様からいただいているものですけど、私たちはその信仰と愛によってその義を保てる。 よく見てください。イザヤ11章もう一回先週見ましたけど、イザヤ11章もう一度見ましょう。11章1から5、ここでイエス様はどのように、聖霊に注がれているということが書かれています。おさねさん1から5を読んでください。
はい。エッサイの根株から新芽が生え、その根から若枝が出て実を結ぶ。その上に主の霊がとどまる。それは知恵と悟りの霊、計り事と能力の霊、主を知る知識と主を恐れる霊である。この方は主を恐れることを喜び、その目の見えるところによって裁かず、その耳の聞くところによって判決を下さず、正義をもってよるべのないものを裁き、公正をもって国の貧しい者のために判別を下し、口の鞭で国を打ち、唇の息で若者を殺す。正義はその腰の帯となり、真実はその胴の帯となる。
はい、ここで正義はその腰の帯となり、真実はその胸の帯となると書いてます。まあパウロはよくこういう箇所から参考してますけど、しかしこの最初後半前半の方はそのやっぱり霊的な賜物ということ、主の霊がとどまる、知恵と悟りの霊、計りごとと能力の霊、主を知る知識と主を恐れる霊、まあ、精霊の賜物と、で、後で出てくる義、正義を持って、よるべのないものを裁き、公正を持って、国を貧しい者のために、判決を下し、やっぱり、私たちは神様の霊にあって歩もうとしているときに、その義が自然に行われる。しかし全然聖霊の働きとか聖霊の歩みを無視するときに自分の中の義が現れない、神様の義が結ばれない。まあ簡単な例として、例えばここで働いています、一日中働いています。そしてもしこの態度を持って、じゃあ次の生徒に神様はどう指導しているか、何を今日はそのどんな恵みの言葉を持ってこの人に教えるべきかとか、まあ英語だけどその話の中でできたら証しをしたいと思ったり、逆に神様を怪我するような言葉をしないようにとか、まあそういう、ただその人を大事にする態度をするように助けてくださいと祈りながら始まった時に、自分がそのレッスンの中で多分きっと言い証しとなります。そして自分の言葉をよく守って、神様を怪我するような変なことを言わないでしょう。だけど逆に自分から自分自己中心の態度から始まったら、そして疲れているなと、この人また来たなとそういう態度を持って、やっぱりそのレッスンの流れにで本当は言ってはならない冗談を言う可能性が高くなる。本当は、くだらないような言葉、政治の話ばっかりになって、生徒は全然英語と関係ないのに、自分の意見を強く伝える、ことになります。やっぱり義と精霊の、精霊にあっての私たちの歩みは、本当につながっている。忠実と愛がなければ、神様の義をもたらすことができません。義はただ正しいという正しい判断、正しい知識、正しい あの意見ではありません。そして義は正しい教会っている、ちゃんとあの教会 の, あの習わしを守っているとか、あの、まあ、こういう食べ物を食べない、こういう服をきあのしない、そうじゃなくて、義は本当にあのもとらされるときは、私たちは神様に忠実にあの、栄光を与えようとして、自分をへり下ってあの人を愛しようとするときです。私たちはあのその時に義をもとらすことができます。あ、神様はあの私たちの中のその義を芽生えさせます。あの箴言11章を見てください。箴言11章の、5節、箴言11章5節、潔白な人の道はその正しさによって平らにされ、悪者はその悪事によって倒れる。はい。そして6節、あの優な人はその正しさによって救い出され、裏切る者はあの自分の欲によって捕らえられる。もう本当にそれは正しい、あのということがよく分かった、あの人生の中で、あの本当に神様の栄光を求めるときに変なことを言わない、変な判断はしない、そしてあの人と争いとか、あのもう口があのなんていう、あの怒ったりとか、そういうことは全然しない。人をどのように福音伝えようかなというときに、その人を愛することは簡単です。その時に全然罪を犯すことは少ないですよ。しかし逆にあの自分の欲によって歩んでいる時に、あのただお腹空いたとか、あのもう疲れているとか、あのもうただ自分の欲をあの満たすばっかりを考える時に、やっぱり私たちは変なことを言って後であのがっかりする、後で後悔します。あのそんな話を始めなかったらよかったとか、あのそういう態度を持ってその人が傷つけられる。もう本当に日々にこういうことを分かります。神様の義、私たちはスムーズな人生を生きたい、一週間だけで問題がないようにとか望んでいるでしょう。少しでもあのちょっと続けて周りの状況がうまくいてほしいということだけど、やっぱり自分の欲によってあの全てが落ちてしまう。あの若い時にクリスチャンになった時によくそれを気づきました。何も自分の力によって保てることはできない、保てられなかった。あのもういつどの関係でも変なことを言ってしまうとか、あの悪い判断をして、あのもう例えばあの仕事であのちょっと怠けている時にバレたり怒られているとか、学校ではあのちょっとあの、まあ、先生にあの言ってはならないようなことを少しぐらいいたずらで言ったら、あのもう環境が悪くなったりで、あやっぱり罪が全てをダメにするということをよく分かりました。やっぱり私たちは神様の義をあの持ってるはずだけど、自己中心とあの不忠実な自分の欲にばっかり従うような人生では、やっぱり義をあの保てることはないですよ。 OK、 じゃ あ次にはあのその自分の良心を保てることについてあの考えます。 Alright, so let's just look now First Thessalonians chapter 5, 6-8. First Thessalonians chapter 5, and we'll read actually from verse 1-8 because of the context, but the passage we'll concentrate on is 6 to 8. So the idea is the breastplate of righteousness is something we have to put on. We have to put it on with our own intention. It's not something that we just wake up in the morning with it fully fitted. You've actually got to put it on. So Paul's talking about the last days and the dangers that face believers in the last days. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we don't need to write to you. For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. And while people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come upon them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. So the world's not going to escape. Verse 4, but you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you as a thief. You are children of the light and children of the day. We don't belong to the night or the darkness. Now verse 6, so then, let us not be like the others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to notice here, he's talking about staying away from danger. The whole purpose of the breastplate of righteousness and the belt of truth and these other things, parts of the armor of God, is to protect us. The devil is waiting for us. He's waiting to catch us. This is our protection, okay? It's not our weapon yet. We'll get to that at the end when we get to the Word of God. But we're talking about that which protects us. Here, the breastplate is not righteousness, per se, but, what was it? Faith and love. Faithfulness and love. So what I'd like to look at now is the way we actually put the breastplate on is by our obedience in walking faithfully and in love. Righteousness and the word right are the same word in Hebrew. To be right is to be righteous. To be righteous is to be right. If you're wrong, you can't be righteous. But we shouldn't go too far on that side without forgetting the other side. It also has a lot to do with our attitude. I think in the past, we tended to emphasize being right all the time. Right on this topic, right on that topic. You know, right on our theology, right on our attitude politically, right on our, you know, which party we supported, right in terms of who should be winning in the war, you know, what about in Syria, you know, which group do we support, which position do we stand in, what about in this family issue, who's righteous and who's not, what about in the church, which is right and which is wrong. And we can get it all in our mind. We can study the theology or we can have the right philosophical position. But righteousness is equally connected with faithfulness and love. Without faithfulness and without love, we don't have righteousness. So let's think about that for a second. Righteousness is something that you can't say, well, I'll just be righteous. You can't be righteous. You can't. When I was a young Christian, I learned this lesson very well. Every single situation I got into, I spoiled by my own sin. If I met someone, I would say something stupid and spoil it. If I was working in a part-time job, I would be lazy and get caught, or I would get into trouble through foolish work or something like that. And I remember thinking, man, there is nothing that I can do which works out right. Everything I do fails. And God was just teaching me that you can't be righteous. Impossible. If I got carried away at school and I started talking to the teacher in a silly way, it'd end up, I'd be saying stupid things. And again, I'd bow my head in shame and think, oh, I've done it again. I've ruined another situation. If I try to share the gospel with someone, eventually I'll say something stupid, or I'll use an argument that I shouldn't have used because I was trying to be too persuasive, and then the person doesn't listen to me anymore. Oh, whatever, and it just happened all the time. Why? Because it wasn't that I wasn't trying to be righteous. I was really, really trying to be righteous. What I didn't have was love, and what I didn't have was faithfulness. I didn't have love to the person. I had zeal. And I didn't have faithfulness to God in order to wait and find out exactly what He wanted me to do in a situation. I would just charge on ahead and speak in my own mind. And the result of that is unrighteousness grew, conflict, embarrassment, shame, all of these things. And life was a mess, and I would think, I wish just for once things would go well. In Proverbs 11:5 says, let's have a look at it. I've got another translation with me here, so this one. Proverbs 11:5. This one says, the righteousness of the blameless makes their path straight, or smooths their way. But the wicked are brought down by their own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright delivers them, but the unfaithful are trapped by evil desires. That's exactly the problem with us. We don't walk in the Spirit. We're not faithful to continually sticking with God throughout the day. Oh, we think we'll stick with God throughout our life. You know, I mean, I'm planning to be in church next Sunday. You know, I'm planning to study the Bible this week. But am I planning to follow God through the day? Through the next 5 or 6 lessons that I do, am I planning to be a witness? Am I watching and listening to think, how can I help this person? What's God saying to this person? Or am I just thinking, oh, 2 down, 4 to go, you know? I hope this gets over with quick, and I hope this person's not as boring as they were last week, or something like that. You can have these thoughts. And when you do, you know what happens? You're in the flesh, you get in the flesh, and stupid things come in your mouth, out of your mouth, and then eventually you find yourself arguing about catching whales. Or you find yourself arguing about a political thing or something, and you think, oh man, why did I get into this topic? It created a bad feeling again. You know, it happens. Too much. But the reason is simple. I wasn't focusing upon God. I wasn't being faithful to the Lord. I was running my own race. Running off here, running off in that direction. Just, you know, the lust of the mind. Not necessarily the flesh, because you can't go anywhere, but the lust of the mind. They get out of control. And you don't produce the righteousness of God. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love. That's what we can do. We can choose to be faithful. You can choose to love somebody. You can choose and willingly make someone else more important than yourself. You can't choose righteousness because God gives you righteousness. But you can choose to be faithful, and you can choose to love. And when you do, you're putting that breastplate of righteousness on. And it will protect you. It'll protect your heart. It'll protect you from the sin, which is so easy to come up. We need to let that righteousness grow in our field rather than sinfulness. Okay. If you look at Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 to 5, let's look at Jesus' example here. Jesus was anointed in the Spirit. And Isaiah 11, we read it last week, but Isaiah 11 talks about the anointing of Jesus here. It says in chapter 11, verse 1, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, and not decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. Again, Paul was drawing from these kind of passages in Ephesians. But notice, righteousness goes with faithfulness. Jesus was faithful. Jesus was righteous. Jesus lived continually in a right... He never made a wrong decision. He never said a wrong word. He always did what he saw the Father doing. How did he maintain that lifestyle? Well, how does it begin? It begins by the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of knowledge. It's the same. If we are walking in the Spirit on a daily basis, and I'm continually looking to God for the gifts of the Spirit in order to be a witness, in order to help people, in order to love people, in order to serve, then the natural thing, that the natural fruit that will be born of that is righteousness. I won't make all those stupid mistakes. I won't get into those stupid arguments. I won't say those silly things because I was walking in the Spirit. So faithfulness and love is what we choose, what we focus on. And that is how we put on the breastplate of righteousness. Okay, let's now look at the next section, and we'll talk about maintaining the clear conscience. はい、じゃあ次の、ところに行きましょう。じゃあ、イザヤ書、またイザヤ書51章見てください。51の7。51の7。51章の7節。はい、ここでは、はい、義を知る者、心に私の教えを持つためよ、民よ、私に聞け。人のそしりを恐れるな。彼の罵りに、くじけるな。OK。ここ最初の一列だけで、見てください。義を知る者、心に私の教えを持つ民よ。義を知ることは、神様の律法を、神様の教えを、自分の、魂、心に、持っているということ。私たちは、その義を、義の胸当て、義の胸当ては私たちを守るものです。これは全部武具の目的ですよ。武具、神様、すべての神の武具を身につけることは、悪魔から、悪魔の、攻撃から身を守るために私たちに与えられています。そして自分の信仰を保っている。自分の救いを保っている。自分の歩みを保っているためです。そして、どのように、サタンに誘惑されないでしょう。どのように悪魔の攻撃から逃れるでしょう。神様の教えを自分の心に持つということ。パオロは使徒働きでフェリックスという人と話したときに、そのフェリックスは有力の政治家。そしてパオロは彼とどういうことについて話したでしょう。例えばあなたは安倍総理大臣に話す機会があれば、どんな話をするんですか。例えばアメリカ人だったら、オバマとかトランプにと話す機会が与えられたら、どんな話をするでしょう。今の経済の問題、世界の上司の問題、戦争のこととか、税金、どんな話をするでしょう。環境の問題、やっぱりパオロはその、有力の、政治家と話したときに、彼はフェリックスと義、実践と、そして必ず来る裁きについて論じ合いましたと書いてます。そしてフェレックスはその話を聞いて怖がり始めて、もうやめました。それ以上耐えられなかった。やっぱりパウロは何よりも神様の教えを大事にしました。だからパウロの信仰はずっと保たれていました。私たちはどうでしょう。例えば安倍さんとか自分の市長に話す機会があるときに、どんな話をするですか。本当にその人と義、正義、実践、どのように正しい行いをできるか、そして神様から その必ず来る神様の裁きについて話すでしょうか。多分話せないだろう。それは自分の心に神様の教えは、まあ一応信じているけど、大事にはしてないかもしれない。本当にそうだと思います。私たちの頭の中で、心の中で一番重要な話は何だろう。本当に神様の教えでなければならない。だからパウロは、どんな大変な試練に入っても信仰が保たれてる。だけど私たちは少し状況が悪くなったら、ああどうしようどうしよう、もうダメです、本当にもうダメ、もう全てがダメになる、上がったり下がったり上がったり下がったり、しかしずっと攻撃的に神様の御言葉について話そう、神様の教えを考えて、この場面にはどうすべきかとか、攻撃的に前向きの態度を持っていれば、全然私たちの道はスムーズであるはずです。まあ、ヨブ書、ヨブ記を見てください。27章の6節。ヨブ記。27の6。ここで、読みも、あ、ごめんなさい。違う、ここ。私は自分の義を固く保って手放さない。私の両親は生涯私を責めはしない。まあ、一列、二列比べてください。一列目。私は自分の義を固く保って手放さない。どのようにそうできるか。した私の両親は生涯私を責めはしないということです。やっぱり自分の両親をずっと考えて、やっぱりこれはダメかなと思うときにすぐ行動すべきだ。そして自分がやっぱり悪いことをしたと分かったときに、そうか、悪いな、じゃあどうしようということではなくて、すぐ、あ、悪かった、じゃあやめます、と。すぐに判断する人、自分の両親は、もし何かあれば、すぐ告白して、悔い改めることによって、やっぱり自分の義、自分の正しさを、保てることはあるでしょう。自分の、心の中に悪い態度があれば、悪い判断があった、やっぱりあれやったけどちょっとあかんなと思った時に、すぐに悔い改めて二度としない、準備を用意をするように準備をしなければならない。はい、OK、 自分の良心を保てることはやっぱり神様の義を持って胸当てをつけること、そしてそれによって私たちはサタンの攻撃に守られるから守られる。人が私に侮辱するときに、はは、全然大丈夫です、まあ、病気とかに責められるときにその義を保つことがあります。金銭的に全てが大変になった時でも大丈夫です。私たちは信じ続けます。なぜかというと自分の良心は清いだから。本当にそれはつながっています。つながっていないと多分ほとんどの人は考えている、まあ自分の良心は本当の現実的な世界とは関係ないだと人が思うけど、でも違う。私たちは正しいことを選べば周りの状況を神様に任せて平安を持って前向きに行けます。そしてサタンの攻撃から守られる。はい、じゃあ、So the next section, maintaining a clear conscience. When it comes to putting on the armor of God, we have to understand the armor of God was given for protection. Protection against what? The devil waiting for us. How does the devil come against us? He comes against us with sickness. He comes against us with financial trouble, marriage trouble, family trouble, stress. That's how he wants to get us in the flesh. That's how the devil comes against us. He comes against us with pride. You know, someone will say something mean to us and then we'll just think about it all day and lose our peace. That's the normal way that the devil is fighting against us, right? He's not, we're not getting demon possessed and all that. Not at this point anyway. We don't have that issue at the moment amongst us. But, you know, what we do see is just the little things each day. And what this breastplate of righteousness does is protect us from the devil's attacks. Okay, how? Well, one way is that we keep righteousness is by keeping a pure conscience. Okay, so let's look at this. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 7. In Isaiah 51, verse 7, we have these connections. And I'm often looking in the Bible for these connections. When you see two lines in the Bible, and in the top line it says one thing, and in the bottom line, the next line it says another, it's kind of just saying the same thing twice. So what it says in the top line is directly connected to what it says in the second. So let's look at this example here with Isaiah 51, verse 7. It says, "Hear me, you who know what is right," or "you who know righteousness. You people who have taken my instruction to heart." Okay. To know what is right, or to know righteousness, is to take God's teaching in your heart, to hold God's teaching in your heart. Alright, you might say, okay, well, that makes sense. Yeah, but does it make sense? Alright, let's put it in another sense. Knowing and holding God's teaching in your mind, in your heart, bringing it to mind, considering it, is the way in which you will be protected from the devil's attacks against you, whether they're financial or sickness or stress or trouble or accusations or pride or whatever. Keeping God's word in your heart is how you'll be protected by it. Think about Paul. Imagine he got arrested. He didn't get... we don't know all of the details of the years of his life during that time, but we've got what the Bible tells us. He was arrested in Jerusalem. He spent years in prison, right, in Caesarea. I think he spent about a year or something, or two. Then he got on a boat, and he went, and the boat ended up shipwrecked. And then he got to Rome, and he was still in trouble. And he just had trouble after trouble after trouble. How did God keep him from all of that attacks? He never gave up. He just held his peace. He kept on with a good attitude, a right attitude. How is it that he got that? In Acts chapter 24:25, he talks to Felix. Felix was a very important governor. And what did he talk to him about? Did he talk to him about the Roman Empire? Or did he talk to him about the treatment of Jews? Or did he talk to him about, you know... I mean, what do we talk about? You know, we talk about, Hillary Clinton did this and Bill Clinton did that. I remember hearing a pastor once in America, and he said, imagine if the Christians in the Roman Empire talked the way that we talk about the government. He was an American, and, you know, I guess, you know, there are scandals and whatever, and he said, oh, you know, oh God, what are we going to do, you know? The Roman Empire is bisexual. You think they ever could even care about that? They had more important things to worry about. Saving the world, preaching the gospel, writing the scriptures, getting the word of God into the various parts, you know. I don't think they were concerned about those things. I mean, obviously they would have thought it was wrong, and obviously they might have prayed for their government, but it wouldn't have worried them, you know, like it seems to worry so many Christians today. We're so political. In Paul's mind, it says when he talked to Felix, he reasoned with him about righteousness, self-control, and the coming judgment. Now you think, if you had, you know, a chance in 10 minutes to talk to Donald Trump or Obama or Abe-san, would you talk about righteousness and self-control and the coming judgment of God? Or would you talk about global events and wars and tax and economy and elections and you know, the relationship of China with Japan or America with, you know, Europe or something. I think most of us would probably talk about whatever's in the newspapers. But it wasn't even in Paul's mind. He wasn't concerned. He didn't mention any of those things. Well, not that it tells us. In his short speech or time with Felix, he just talked about righteousness, self-control, how to continue living a righteous life in this world and the judgment to come. In his mind was God's teaching. That's why he was protected, right? So you think about us, you know, how many things have gone, difficult things have come up in the last few weeks, just in your life. I know how many things there have been in my life. Stressful things, hard things, big decisions that have to be made, troubles that come up, financial troubles, really difficult things, you know. There's been so much, especially in the last few weeks. And every single one of those, the devil is trying to get you to be depressed or argued or proud or feel that, you know, get you to trust in the flesh in some way. You know, this guy did this to me, or this is not going good, or this is a failure, or this, you know, I can't believe this. And we can waste our time stewing over these things. Or we may, like we do sometimes, just give it all up and, you know, go out and do whatever makes us happy, whether it's skateboarding or fishing or whatever, and just forget about it all for a while, you know, and then we end up wasting our time, wasting our money, wasting our lives, right? Just doing useless things. Why do we do that? Because in the first front of your mind is money and pride and position and stability and all those things, rather than God's teaching. If you can have God's teaching within your heart, you're keeping your heart right with God. Your main concern is that you're not doing anything wrong and you're trying to learn what God's saying to me today. You're trying to see how God's word applies to this situation. Then no matter what the devil throws at you, it's not going to bring you down into that worry and stress and anxiety. You'll just pass through it. You know, you go through many things. If you walk to Lalaport Shopping Center, you got to walk past rich houses and poor houses, train stations, intersections, lots of different places. Some of them are noisy, some of them are nice, some of them smell. But anyway, you're going somewhere. In the same way, if you're following God through life, you'll go through all these situations, but they don't need to bring you down. You don't have to stop at every shop you walk past, and you don't have to be pulled down by every trouble you have. Because what's in your heart is God's teaching. Job said in Job 27:6, let's have a look at Job 27:6. Again, the connection between the first and the second line. He said here, "I will maintain my innocence and never let go of it. My conscience will not reproach me as long as I live." Now, I know that Job, you know, especially by the end of his thing, was starting to trust in himself. And yet, the point of Job's thing was he hadn't committed a great sin, like everyone was telling him. He had kept his conscience right. "I will maintain my innocence and never let go of it. My conscience will not reproach me as long as I live." If you're concerned about keeping your conscience right, then you'll keep your righteousness. You'll maintain that righteousness of God. You won't fall every time the devil throws something at you. Now, most people in the world wouldn't see the connection. They wouldn't see how, you know, our mental state, our financial peace, our, you know, success in whatever we do is related to keeping a clear conscience. And yet it is. And we just have to believe that it is. God honors the fact that we keep our heart right. Okay. Keeping our heart right is something that we need to actively do. Look at Ezekiel 33 for a second. Ezekiel 33 and verse 13 to 18. In Ezekiel 33, he talks about one of the characteristics of righteousness here. 33 verses 13 to 18. "If I tell a righteous person that they'll live, but they trust in their righteousness and do evil, none of the righteous things the person has done will be remembered. They will die for the evil that they've done. And if I say to a wicked person, you'll surely die, but they turn away from their sin and do what's right, if they give back what they took in pledge for a loan, return what they've stolen, follow the decrees that give life and no evil, that person will surely live and will not die. None of the sins that the person has committed will be remembered against them. Okay. So, again in verse 18, if a righteous person turns from their righteousness and does evil, they will die for it. Don't trust in your righteousness. Trust in God and keep His law in your mind and in your heart. What does it mean to trust in your righteousness? It means everything's going well. I'm going fine. I'm making the right decisions. I'm understanding the Bible. I'm walking in the truth. I'm all right. Bang, you're going to fall. Because you're trusting in your own righteousness. The Bible says if you turn away from your righteousness, right, and you start trusting in your righteousness, you're actually turning away from it. You're going to fall. Going back to Job, when Elihu comes out, he says in chapter 36, God is righteous. Our righteousness comes from Him. We don't trust in our righteousness. This is something that we have to continually remember. Maybe you had a good decision. Maybe you took a stand and did the right thing. Maybe you taught the truth. Maybe you helped people in a situation and God really worked through you. And then you relax and you think, yeah, everything's going really good and, you know, God really worked through me and this, we must be really doing the right thing. And then what happens next? You end up in sin. Or you end up in temptation, or one little person will say something to you and you'll get offended and angry about it. And why is that? Because you were proud in your righteousness. You saw something good that you did and you thought it's going to be there forever, but it isn't. It's something you have to put on. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Okay. Humility goes with faithfulness. Humility goes with love, and this is something that we have to choose on a daily basis. Well, this is a few examples of it. There's a whole other page of stuff that I had here, but just as a couple of practical examples to finish off, I'll just give a couple of examples in the next section. Okay, Ezekiel 36:10, dewa ano 36:10, no 13 節。私は正しい人にあなたは必ず生きると言っても、もし彼が自分の正しさにより頼み不正をするなら、彼の正しい行いは何一つ覚えられず、彼の自分の行った不正によって死ぬなければならないということです。自分の正しさにより頼むものは死ぬということ。すごいね。どういうこと？まあ、先週は、とか、去年は、今年は、良い行いをたくさんしました。良い判断をしました。たくさんの人とか、誰かを助けました。その時には、責められたけど、良いこと、神様のために立ち上がった。そして、すべてが大丈夫だと思う時に、そしてリラックスして、それにより頼んで自分の正しさに頼ってしまう。そして次の日に誰かに何か言われたら怒って、そして自分の平安が失ってしまう時がよくあります。自分の正しさに頼ってはならないということ。本当に毎日神様からいただいている義をつけなければならない。毎日忠実に歩む必要があります。お願いします。はい、毎日人を愛するように決心をしなければなりません。はい、 OK。 じゃあこんばんは。そして、じゃあ次、まあ、今日はちょっと長くなりましたので、まあ、また今度、まあ、これをちょっと続けて、まあ、いくつかの例を、 出します。まあ、今日はそれで終わります。Okay, so we'll just finish there with this one.